A consumer watchdog is accusing 17 virtual private network apps used to encrypt internet traffic and hide IP addresses of having undisclosed connections to China. The claim, made in a report published on Thursday, June 12th, by the Tech Transparency Project, points to 4 free apps on the Google Play Store, 6 on Apple's App Store, and 7 more available on both. The companies behind the apps are obliged to hand over their users' browsing data to the Chinese government under the country's national security laws, raising serious privacy and security concerns, the report said. Several of the apps were reportedly traced to Qihoo 360, a Beijing-based cybersecurity firm described by the U.S. Department of Defense as a Chinese military company. Qihoo 360 has been under U.S. sanctions since 2020. Consumers using such apps could have their browsing history, IP addresses, and connection logs collected and handed over to Chinese authorities. And depending on the VPN's configuration, the encryption designed to obscure online activity could be rendered useless. Although Western-based companies can be compelled to share data with law enforcement, a handful of reputable VPN providers are legally able to employ strict no-logging policies. Police left empty-handed, for example, after the Swedish VPN company Molvad was subjected to a search warrant in 2023. It would be hard for U.S. users to avoid the Chinese VPNs, the report said. The ownership of many appeared deliberately opaque, with several concealing their structure behind layers of offshore shell companies. The Tech Transparency Project, a nonprofit research organization, connected the apps to China by piecing together corporate documents from around the world, its report said. None of the apps clearly disclose their Chinese ownership. The report follows similar research the organization published on April 1st, which alleged that more than 20 of the top 100 free VPNs in the Apple App Store in 2024 showed evidence of Chinese ownership. Following an inquiry from the Financial Times, Apple stopped offering numerous apps linked to Qihoo 360, including ThunderVPN, SnapVPN, and SignalSecureVPN. However, according to the new report, 2 other apps, TurboVPN and VPN ProxyMaster, remain. The apps may be downloaded for free, but several offer in-app purchases. That means Apple and Google may be profiting from these Chinese-owned VPNs when Americans pay for subscriptions or other add-ons, the report said. Neither Google or Apple have addressed the specific apps highlighted by the report. Peter Misek, general counsel at the human rights advocacy nonprofit Access Now, told NBC News the availability of apps linked to Qihoo 360 is concerning. It seems like this project has done the homework and due diligence that Apple and Google should have done, Misek said, and it does seem like those ties would constitute indirect contact with transactions with folks who are sanctioned. Tech companies, he said, can sometimes face significant fines for violating sanctions.